Why? How can you ask me that? How can any of you ask me that? I let my eyes roll over the group once. Only Videl, since in the time I've known her, she's pretty much been in the same boat I was in, and 18, my teacher, I spare. Because I was tired of running for cover while all of you rushed in to save the world. I look at Kakarot, letting go of my arm long enough to poke him in the chest. You! Treating these contests like some stupid game! You killed us all by not stopping Boo when you could have. You forced my son and your sons to carry the burden when it wasn't theirs to shoulder. My son! You let my husband, I point to Vegeta, sacrifice himself needlessly. Needlessly! I died because of your gamble. Me and the entire world. We had to use the Dragon Balls to undo what you let happen. I turn to Piccolo. And you! Deciding on whether or not my son's life was a sacrifice or not. Do you have any idea what it's like to know that your child's life isn't in your hands any longer? That he's been effectively drafted, and some general is going to decide that he's a worthwhile sacrifice. That all of this is happening without my knowledge or my acceptance. I didn't even get to say goodbye to him before you blew up the damn door to the Room of Spirit and Time. I've never felt so helpless and so useless. Never! And now, my husband, you left me alone. I begin quietly. You gave up your life for me, but you left me alone. For him, my tears begin again. It hurts so badly to watch you fight Cell, knowing that I couldn't help you. Not knowing if you'd come back or not, and then I choke another sob. You didn't. When Boo showed up, I couldn't stand it. I swallow. I just had to be there with you if it ever happened again. You and Trunks, I had to know that you didn't think less of me. That you didn't think me weak. He spits, crossing his arms. Do you honestly think I'd have stuck around if you weren't important to me? I liked who you were.